This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Oh no. No. Samus distrusted.
Distrusted.
Distrusted. Say it ain't so.
Burn out real, burn out real.
Say it ain't so.
Your writing is hurting me, though.
Dirt out.
Enough people. Seamus has a virgin. The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Because he's a titan.
I bet you've got a kick-ass mask.
You know, okay, there's one thing I am curious about. When I go away and say, the next time you hear me talk, we will be live, do you guys purposefully try to one-up each other while I'm gone to come up with the most ridiculous thing that I come back to?
Well, I don't know. How ridiculous do you think David thinking that, you know, pig urine is kosher is? Is that ridiculous?
It's pretty ridiculous.
A tiny bit, yes.
But you see, urine is sterile. QED. Quit everything and get dunked.
That is not what QED means.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and I'm having a Latin aneurysm.
A Latin aneurysm?
Somebody is doing the samba in my head.
I was going to say, is it like Old Latin or Middle America's Latin?
Samba de Janeiro.
Here comes a new challenger.
This program is rated M for mature. If you can't spell mature, then you can't listen to this program.
Edgy 420.
Joining me tonight, our referee Valerie is out for the evening, but our special guests tonight are Temsu and Wolfboy. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Who are these people? Word.
They're veteran readers. Logan, I told you to care about our fans.
Who are these people?
Hey, you know what? One is John Cena, the other is John Cena.
They can't both be John Cena.
I don't want to be John
Cena. Okay, no. One is Thug John Cena. One is Thug John Cena, the other one is nowadays John Cena.
I will say that before the show started, we were discussing John Cena having his own book press. Which,
yes.
What he does is he kicks the book in the stomach and then does a five-knuckle shuffle on it. And then, bam, the book's done.
he wins the U.S. title.
And I would like to say hello to everybody in the chat room tonight. DG20016, I can never get that right on the first try. Dude Bro, Epidel, Fizz, GBZ23_, Roy42, Sean_Surfsplee, and Wolfboy1988. Tonight's fic... it's written by the Shakespearean level. You'll know them just by their name. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006, John.
What?
Yay.
Tonight, we will be reading a story known only as Metroid High School. And I'm sorry.
My stomach's churning already.
Well, good, because you get to read first.
Ah, oh, fuck.
You did that to your fucking self. Also, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Moza Bock beer.
Interesting. What about you, David?
I am drinking gay lemonade.
not the gay root beer?
No, gay lemonade.
Okay. Logan?
I'm going with more of my spiked protein shake.
Oh, what you
I
pop
really
the fun,
have to try that.
What like, you pop the fun don't stop.
No, David, it's like drinking adult chocolate milk.
It's not. It's really it is. Not. No, adult chocolate milk is a fucking Kahlua mudslide.
And
yeah, Kahlua
what
mudslide.
About having...
Dude, let's do a Kahlua shake. Mudslide with whiskey in it.
That... No! No! Tempsu, what are you drinking?
Stop. Lightweight over here, but I am going to suffer through some Mountain Dew Sangria Blast.
What? I
have... Run that one by me.
I'm going to Google this. Hold on. Mountain Dew Sangria Blast.
So is that Baja Blast and Sangria?
Yeah, it's actually much worse than Baja Blast.
Oh.
Oh, God, this looks horrible.
Yeah.
I got to look at it now.
Do with a citrus punch. Do with a blast of natural and artificial citrus punch flavor.
Citrus punch to the kidneys.
Oh my goodness. That's disgusting. Anyways, Wolfboy, you are reading Metroid High School. Please read from page 2, P2.
Hold on.
And the Rule 34 already starts with some fucking Homestar Runner shit. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, what better way to celebrate getting a new episode?
I can think of a number of better ways to celebrate. Giving myself a tax audit, investing in stocks in the East Asian market.
Hello, people. This is kind of a weird story, but I think it's cool, so I hope you like it. This is my first story, so no flames. Thanks, K. Lol.
Chapter 1, The Big Dance.
Oh, jeez.
We've already gone straight to the dance.
It was 3 days before the big dance. Ridley walked up to Samus. He was really nervous. He had never gone on a date before, and Smouse was really, really pretty. So he
is that Smaug's like younger, hotter sister who also looks like Benedict Cumberbatch?
Squeak, squeak! I tell you, squeak.
Smouse was really, really pretty. So he finally got enough courage and went up to her locker.
Why? Wait. You get enough courage to ask out a locker. Wait.
Yo, Samus, I don't want you, but yo, locker girl.
Samus looked up. What do you want? Do you want to go to the dance with me?
All right, hold on. I have to break out this old chestnut.
Do you want to go with the dance with me, Smouse?
Samus looked up, an entire bag of Twizzlers falling out of her mouth.
Samus said, okay.
Okay, I'll come out with you.
No. Samus must sound like a Toad from Super Mario.
Okay.
That's awful. Oh my God.
Ridley was really, really happy. He was going to go on his first big date. I hope Samus is my girlfriend. I'm the luckiest guy in the damn school. Not the world, just the school. Whatever. 3 days later, it was the big dance. Everyone was there. Hey, Ridley, a voice sneered. Damn it, exclaimed Ridley. Oh, no. It's Kraid and his gang.
Oh, the tunnel snakes.
Or the San Jose Sharks or some shit?
No.
Over walked Kraid and his cronies. What do you want, Blubberbrain? Samus inquisited?
Is this an after-school special? Blubberbrain?
Overwalked Kraid and... Wait, didn't he just...
Yes, walking over. It's okay.
Well. It looks like little Ridley's got himself a girlfriend.
Ooh! Ooh, he got a girlfriend!
Watch it, Blubberbrain, or it'll blow you... or it'll blow you and your little crew way up into the air.
Oh, I'm so glad Samus they said responded. Way up in the air.
Kraid's eyes narrowed. Looks like you win this time. But don't you worry. We'll be back. Come on, boys, Kraid declared. Everyone in Kraid's gang laughed and walked away. Samus and Ridley were all alone. Don't mind those damn people, Samus. They're stupid people. Yeah, I know, answered Samus. Then the music started playing really slow.
The record was supposed to be running at 45 RPM, but the DJ switched it over to 33 just to fuck with them.
People everywhere stared, slow dancing. Everyone
stared slow dancing, so it's that good old Christian 6 feet apart, arm's length, just staring right into each other's eyes. That's the good thing about dancing close, is that not only do you get to have your hands on the rumpus, but you get to stare at other people's rumpuses and not have awkward stares with your partner.
Hey, Samus, do you want to dance? Yeah, Ridley proposed. Threw me off because they actually misspelled Ridley. Samus looked down.
I never learned how to dance before,
she declared.
Suddenly, Samus popped out 2 DDR pads.
Samus, oh! You gotta get down, Samus, oh!
Ridley smiled. Don't worry, it's easy. Samus smiled nervously.
Okay!
And they stared to dance.
Wow!
Samus alleged.
It's really easy!
And they danced until it was time to go home.
This one song went on for the rest of the night!
At the end of the night, Samus and Ridley were walking home. Samus, I love you, Ridley declared.
Whoop, 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 whoop! Crazy alert, crazy alert!
Really?
Inquired Samus. Yeah.
Ridley?
Yeah, Samus?
I love you too!
Samus disturbed.
Wow! Yes, that's effort to misspell a word that badly.
Then, in the soft moonlight, the two lovers kissed. But then it was cut short because Samus had to go home now. See you tomorrow, Samus, Ridley exclaimed. Damn, thought Ridley, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Even though I am a reptilian space pirate of indeterminate origin. Okay, I am up.
Ooh, a cliffy! Please review!
Chapter 2, Sleepover of Surprises. Part 1. Thank you so much for the gooey reviews! I'm so sorry! It took so long to update, but I'll try to write more often now! Okay, I talk too much, here we go! Here we go!
Let's go!
Chapter 2, Sleepover of Surprises, Part 1. We already did this. One day, Samus and Ridley and her friends, Ted, Mandy, and Robbie, 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2016, Helen, and Tio Juan were at a sleepover.
This is hard to see where things doesn't belong here.
Well, it's hard to see which one's the self-insert, but I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being Tio Juan.
I have bets on Helen.
Samus's parents were off on a business trip and weren't at home, so they could do whatever. What should we do now? Samus quizzed her friends. I know! Ted, fuck.
Drink!
I know! Declared Ted. Let's play Truth or Dare, which is apparently his last name.
True that!
Samus and Co. said. I don't know how to play. I'm sorry, I don't know how to play, confessed Tio Juan. Tio Juan! Everyone groaned. Then they laughed really loud. Ha ha ha! Except 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2016, who was too cool to laugh. I'm already throwing my hands up in the air here, guys. Like, a page and a half in, and we're already deeper than Brooding Love ever got. Oh, jeez.
We could switch stories.
No. We picked this, we're going forward. We started the desert bus, we're gonna drive it all the way to Las Vegas.
And back.
It's really easy, said Helen, who had been Tio Juan's neighbor and best friend since kindergarten. Helen and Tio Juan secretly like each other, but were always too afraid to tell each other their true felonies.
What? Felonies? Oh my god, criminals!
All you have to do is to take turns and ask truth or dare, and then the person will choose one, and you have to choose a question for them that they have to answer no matter what. And if they choose dare, then you choose a dare that they have to do, and it's really funny, explained Helen. I am not drinking for every use of 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2016, Sean. That's a terrible idea. Hey, okay, declared Tio Juan. Everyone cheered. Fuck me. How about Samus goes first? Risley proposed slyly. Oh, brother, Samus groaned. Looks like I'm out, damn luck. Samus concedisked. Truth or dare, Ridley smiled like a bear. Truth!
Bear? He's a dragon.
Riddle me this, riddled Ridley.
Dragons.
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
Riddle Ridley.
Try saying that 5 times fast.
If I could flip this desk, I would.
Riddle me this, Riddle Ridley. Riddle me this, Riddle Ridley. Fuck. Hard.
Have you ever stolen something?
Oh my god, they are felons!
All eyes turned to Samus, and she fiddled with her fingers. Well, there was this one time. Go on. Ridley maniacally stated.
Well, I was at Keaton's General Store, and there was this Green Day CD I wanted, and I didn't have enough money, so... Well,
Samus was embarrassed. Ha 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 ha! Ridley expressed himself really loud. Alright, now we're getting into fucking Garfield fix. Mmm. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2016 sighed rule in her eyes. Wait, it's a girl?
Samus? Yes, is a girl.
No, no, no. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2016 is a girl.
Only girls write fanfiction, idiot.
Not entirely
idiot.
You and your petty crimes, especially for such a sellout band.
Sell out with me, oh yeah.
Wow, you're so angsty, noticed Ted.
Ugh.
111 Samus Ridley Forever 2016 moaned and went back to filing her nails with a nail filer. Everyone laughed really loud. Ha ha ha. Except 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2016, who the joke was directed at. Okay, 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 okay. I think it's Ted's turn. David.
What? Why is it my turn?
You're on P4.
You said it was Ted.
David.
Who is Ted?
Ted, it's why your turn, David.
My name is not Ted.
Ted.
It is
obviously
now.
It's your name because I've been calling you Ted since we met 7 years ago. Ted.
We didn't meet 7 years
ago. Ted. 6 years ago. Ted.
Okay, I got this. What the hell, okay, whatever.
What Evio?
What Evio? What Evio?
Do you want an Oreo? What Evio?
Is it like an Evio, an Evian flavored Oreo?
No, it's an Evie flavored Oreo.
Gross. Oh. Ted Cooley replied with a snap. Everyone rolled their eyes and giggled, except for 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006, who was too busy listening to My Chemical Romance on
no!
the
That's what something I'm going to have to add to the card.
What do you choose?
Everyone wondered. Dare.
What
is
your name?
Well then, Mr. Snappy, let's see you snap at this one.
Was Samu's clever... Samu's clever remark.
Come to SeaWorld and see Samu!
Everyone laughed except for 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006, who couldn't hear because her iPod was too loud.
We're going to spin a bottle, and you have to kiss whoever the bottle lands on. No closing quotes.
I do want to point out that it was we're going, comma.
Shit!
So, we're going.
We're going!
To spin a bottle, and you have to kiss whoever the bottle lands on.
Oh, no, Ted lamented. But what if it's Tijuan? Well, you have to do anyway, because that's the rules of the game, Samus affirmed.
I have a bottle,
Mandy made known to the people.
Where on her body was said bottle?
The bottle spun around in a runod, in a rundo, until it finally landed on 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006.
Looks like I have to kiss 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006, Ted announced.
Ugh, very well. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 angstily agreed.
But this is only for the stupid game. You never have or never will have a chance with me.
Yeah, okay, Ted mentioned, and he sneakily stalked over to 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 and got real close.
Let's just over with.
Then Ted leaned down and gave her a kiss, and everyone giggles, and he tried to put his hand in her hair, but she did not let him, and she slapped him, and it hurt because she was really strong.
In your dreams, blubber brain.
All right.
111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006.
I will not approve of drinking for the author's name self-insert, but I will approve for drinking for the use of blubber brain.
Oh, man.
Ah.
Oh, that slurp.
Hey, my brain is not made the girl out of rubber, Ted pointed out.
I'm not so sure about that, Robbie snapped back. Hey!
Everyone laughed except for
111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006.
Who didn't think of the joke was very funny?
Okay, it's Tito Wan's turn.
Everyone agreed. Korax Tito Wan. I choose Tooth. Is he Superman now? Okay, we get to ask one question, Samus reminded Tio Wan. What is your deepest, darkest secret? Tio Wan looked nervous.
I'm really Rick from Rick and Morty.
I like someone in this room. That statement brought a lot of commotion because everyone wanted to know who Tio Wan liked except for...
Have you noticed he's gotten progressively closer and slower every single time he does that?
Who was completely uninterested?
Is it Samus? Is it Mandy? Is it...
David, are you dying?
Yes, I hate that name.
Actually...
Tio Wan wrapped his arm around Helen, who was sitting next to him, and closed in and gave her a very big kiss. Everyone cheered and clapped their hands, except for...
David,
I think you got spit in my ear.
Just say no to bulimia.
Who was downstairs pouring herself a glass of lemonade?
Oh, so she's stealing your lemonade.
My gay lemonade, yes.
Yes, all right. Temsu, it's your turn.
Hooray! I did it!
You made it.
You know what makes this worse?
No, I don't, and I don't care.
Tio is Spanish for uncle.
Uncle Juan?
Uncle Juan. Or if you want to translate it to pure English, Uncle John.
I like it!
Temsu.
Helen! Tio Juan said after they were done kissing. I've always loved you since I met you, but I was too afraid to tell you.
The fact that we now know it's an Uncle John thing is really freaking me out.
Yes!
Because I have an Uncle John!
Ty!
Does he make bathroom breeders?
Juan, I love you too, Helen confirmed, and the two lovebirds kissed again. Again, until everyone told them to stop except for 111, Samus Ridley Forever 2006. Who wasn't back from getting a soda yet?
It was a lemonade!
Like lemonade!
Continuity, please!
A-okay! Tio Juan shouted, let's finish the game. Okay, if you want me to write more, then please review. Who knows what will happen next? Okay, star. Chapter 3, star. Samus is pregnant.
No, not pregnant!
Pregnant!
That is the worst condition you can have if you're space.
Well, I am now eagerly awaiting all of the Rule 34 preggers porn of
There's
Samus.
There's a lot of Samus pregnant porn. Actually.
I'm aware.
Okay, everyone. I
Dave,
read a lot more
that?
Fan fiction now.
Look, man,
and
I Samus
think it's time Metroid High School should take on a darker tone now.
No!
Yes!
I'm so
romance,
sorry
correctly.
That thy... updates have been so far apart. But hey, I only do the best I can, right? Thankless for the reviews. BTW, this chapter is dedicated to game/dude who inspired me to start writing again. Thank you. Chapter 3. Samus is pregnant. Samus and Ridley have been going out for 6 months now. It was a coincidence, considering that most teen relationships exist for 2 months, according to a video.
a video.
I saw a video on the internet about how they put stuff in our water to make rainbows. It must be true!
It's Fluffy Bunny's guide to you know what.
Everyone was really surprised because they hadn't expected the relationship to last so long. Not even Sames or Ridley thought it would last so long, and that says things. Right
yes,
now.
Yes, that says things.
Samus and Rildy were at Ridley's house. Ridley's parents weren't at home because of a business trip, and Samsu didn't have to be home until 1 o'clock.
In the,
right now,
in the morning
only...
or in the evening?
Yes.
Yes.
What he said. Yes.
It was only 11:30.
I'm still confused.
They were on the couch, and it was quiet.
Okay, I'm not confused anymore.
So, Samus, what do you think of world politics? Ridley made conversely. Ridley, I don't care about things like that, Samus asserted. Ah, Ridley admitted.
What a non-worldly Samus we have here.
Seriously.
There was a kind oif silence that happens when people don't know what so say to each other in a relationship, but Ridley has something on his mind. Samus, Ridley approached. Yes, Ridley. Samus' question answered. You know how... Oh, God. Well, we've been going out for a long time. Longer than the average. And, well, I agree. Samus nodded. Well, you know how... you see, Ridley seemed unholy.
Unclean! Unclean! I cast you out of this house!
This house is clean.
Ridley, I understand what you mean. Samus understood. Samus, are you sure about? Ridley started, but it was too late. It started as an innocent kiss. It ended up as much more than they could bargain for.
Bar again.
Heavy petting session.
Bar again. Bar again.
Bar of gin?
Samus, was that you nibbling on your mic?
it achieved the same effect.
The next morning, Samus wasn't sure where she was.
Intrigue!
Then she remembered that she was at Ridley's house.
Resolution!
Then she noticed that she was in Ridley's bed.
Further resolution!
Then she noticed that she was naked.
Oh, God!
Oh.
Then she noticed that she was Paul Prudhomme.
Oh, God.
Logan, it's your turn, sir.
Alrighty.
You're on P6.
Alright.
Oh.
And there go my ears.
Logan, is there a spider in your room? I'll drive over.
Oh, yes, please drive over. Samus woke up the whole neighborhood.
No, it's Negberhood.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Neferhood.
The whole Negberhood.
That's where the Night Horse lives.
No, the Negberhood is where you go when you're practicing your negs, you know, for when you go to the bar.
You're reaching so hard.
Hey, how about fuck you? Samus, is something wrong? Ridley noticed as he...
okay. Another man is broken.
Ridley noticed as he woke up.
As he coked up, yes.
As he coked.
Oh, no! He fearfully exclaimed. Ridley, what if... Samus worried. Ridley was cooler and didn't lose his cool. Do! It's okay! My friend told me it can't happen the first time, so never worry. Never worry.
Your friend's a lying asshole!
Yes, yeah, seriously.
Your friend doesn't know biology.
It's okay. Ridley ascertained. No, sorry, that's not ascertained. That's ascertained.
Burning through the source. Okay. Awful quick this, Vic.
Seamus.
Oi, Ridley, would you like to head down for a pint?
No, he's going to take on John Cena for the U.S. title.
Oh, no! No, we're not doing that reference anymore!
Okay, Seamus tried to convince herself. Oh, God, I'm going to sneeze.
Just say elephant over and over again.
Elephant, elephant, elephant. Oh, wow, that does work. After all... Who doesn't think it could happen? It could happen after just one time. Unfortunately, they were dead wrong.
Is this foreshadowing to an undead baby?
1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 It has been some weeks, and Samus was at Helen's house. Mandy and 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 were there too. It was the morning, and Samus was feeling a little sick. The problem was, everyone else was healthy. I forgot about this part. In her friends and family, so it wasn't likely the cold or the cholera.
The cholera.
Yes, the cholera. Also susceptible for the vapors or, you know, gout.
The gout.
The gout.
Something was up, and Helen was about ready to explode. Samus, oh, I think we have an emergency, Helen imploded. Okay, calm down, Mandy controlled.
Wait.
The kind of girls who could keep their cool in a disaster.
She was about Samus. To explode, then imploded.
Yeah. Don't you know anything about nuclear physics?
All I know about nuclear physics I learned from Penny's black hole vagina.
It's a pretty good place to learn. Samus looked at her feet. But where do I get one of those? One on those, Samus speculated. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 broke the silence. I have one. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 made known. She reached into her black handbag and picked up a small wrapper with something in it.
Come on! hold it together, man! You are one hull breach away from becoming the Titanic!
Ever-Ray was shrouded in disbelief. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006, why do you have a pregnancy test in your pocket? Helen posed.
Everyone, I thought it was in her handbag.
Hey, don't you bring fucking continuity into this.
Someone has to, the author isn't doing it!
Everyone except 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 thought it was a reasonable question. 111 Samus Ridley 2006...
Can we just drink for that?
No! Because
rolled her eyes.
Death!
Dude, I have a life, you know. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 controversially declared. Oh, very controversial. Okay then, Helen calmed down. The only way to be safe is, well, Samus, are you ready? Helen pried. Samus was not ready. But it was the only way she could be safe. Okay, Samus decided. It's time. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- No! She wasn't going to think about it! Samus tried to calm down, but it was too hard. Only 2 minutes. 1 minute. Samus held her breath and took a look. Oh. Oh, no. No, no, no. Samus distrusted. That's like distrusted. Distrusted. Say, it ain't so.
Burn out. Say it ain't so. Your writing is hurting me, though.
Say it ain't so.
Seamus has a vaginoo.
So let's circle back around. Wolfboy, you are taking it.
Somewhere in the town, a phone was ringing. It was Ridley's cell phone. Ridley picked it up. Hello? Ridley answered. He was confused because on the other end of the phone, there was silence. Then he heard Samus say four words that would change his life. Ridley, I'm pregnant.
Dun, dun, dun.
I understand IAM's a contraction, so it counts as two words, but I still only count three. Sorry if there's any typos. I'm terrible at a that kind of thing. This will probably end up being about three parts of the story. Look out for part two, coming soon. Or whenever. BTW, or I had to edit some parts out of this to make it PG-13. So if you want the full chapter, just email me. Okay?
Oh, damn, I should have emailed her.
Yeah, we should have emailed him.
It's probably too late now.
AN review R&R. That seems redundant. Chapter 4, The Cholera Conspiracy. Hello, everyone! Snacks! You so much for the reviews. I love you all. Expet for Hunter 001, who was so mean. Anyway, this chapter is kind of a mystery and a conspiracy, so hang tight. Chapter 4, The Cholera Conspiracy. Ridley could not believe it. In fact, he... Oh, God. Origanly? How would you pronounce that fucking word?
Organically?
Origanally. Whatever. Suspected
conspiracy, but it was much more than he could expect. He'd bitten off far too much to chew, and now no conspiracy could explain the situation he's landed himself in. Or could it? Samus was in Dr. Banus's office to have her baby checked. She was worried because she had never been pregnant before. Pregnant before. Ridley had told her not to worry and that it would all work out, but Samus couldn't help but feel that Ridley was hiding something from her. Little did she know that there was a surprise on the horizon. Samus, there is a problem, Dr. Banus addressed. Samus was not amused. What is it? Samus cautiously gandered. It seems that there was a repercussion of your sins.
What?
Dr. Banus scolded. Samus was shacked. Shacked. Drank.
Shack.
Samus, wait a minute, was shocked by the lack of religious toleration in the establishment. What seems to be the issue? Samus countered as she narrowed her eyes. I don't know how to say this, but you've got... Samus held
rabies.
Her breath and
rabies.
Could not believe what she heard next. It was a tragedy in the making, and she was the protagonist. The cholera.
What?
I don't know. Samus fell off the bed and was broken into tears. She just shattered into a million tears. It was impossible. It was impractical. There was no way it could have happened, but it did. Samus was crying because her life was ruined by the cholera. But there was another reason, because Ridley had to have gotten the cholera from someone else, and...
Is this supposed to be, like, the clap?
No, it's the cholera. Can't you read? It says cholera.
I can't read!
Well, I mean, that's just you.
I think someone needs to learn their diseases.
All right, can we finish disorders. This up?
Well, I said and it moves on to the next chapter, or the next page.
Oh, well, that was my fault. I misplaced that. Hold on a moment. That because better Puddin' Pop.
Yes, because Ridley had, Ridley had to have gotten the cholera from someone else, and Ridley had never mentioned anything of the sort. It was a mystery, and Samus was trying to find out.
Next up is me. A shitload fuckton of ones. Arondu that time, Helen decided to give her friend a call. She was worried because Samus had just experienced her first pregnancy exam, and it was time to hear the results. Samus' phone rang, and she picked it up. Hello? She inquired the person on the receiving line. Samus, how did it go? Helen grilled her girlfriend. Helen, there
with
was
friends
a
like those, who needs enemies?
Helen, there was a surprise. Samus tearfully made known to her peer. Is it a good surprise? Helen hoped for the best. Samus paused to catch her cool and composure. Helen, I have the cholera. She declared with vengeance.
Ah!
Exclaimed Helen with a scream of the gods. Must be pretty wussy gods. It couldn't be. But then, maybe. Samus, there might be something you should know. 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006. She has the cholera too? Samus hung up the phone. She was in disbelief. It made sense. But it couldn't be true. It was too much of a conspiracy for the truth. Or was it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Shitload fuck ton of ones again. For the third time, a phone had rang. Ridley cautiously picked it up, not knowing the full life cut. Alright, this is a troll fic. Full stop. Troll fic. Just okay.
Put that out there.
Just sorry. I am throwing that card onto the field. Which
I don't know.
To
I don't know.
Game. It's,
I'm
adding
I don't know it to the
how,
bingo
like,
card.
Reading the fucking name of the author over and over again didn't really cue you in.
Full life consequences on the other end. It was Samus. She was She was disapproving. Ridley, have you had an affair with 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006? Samus scorned. Ridley was backed into a corner. It was time for this conspiracy to be brought to an end. Samus, a long time ago, before you and I were a pair, 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 and I, well, Samus was embarrassed. Ridley, you should have told me! Now I have the cholera! I can't believe you!
side-splitted Samus. It was too much to handle. Samus, I started real D before he was cut off by his scorned girlfriend. Save it! Samus delivered with dark passion. Oh, I'm sorry. Save it! I need time!
Time.
Sorry that it was kind of a short chapter, but I have big surprises coming soon. By the way, I'm looking for people as secondary characters in the next few chapters. If you want to be included in the story, just send a review and put the name that you want to want me to use in the story. This is going to be so cool! Until next time, and review R&R! Chapter 5, The Dark Suprise. David, you're next.
Oh, man.
P9. This is in italics, so... Hi, people! Thank you, everyone, for all the reviews and not the fans. Girl, also thank you to Cervantes, who this chapter is dedicated to. The sea will be along, so re-re! Also, I learned some tricks from a poetry conference I went to in Shoal, so I spice up the things with words! Chapter 5, The Dark Suprise. Time! 3 weeks had passed, Sabinci, the cholera conspiracy. And for Samus, it was just the beginning. Dark lights had confused her soul, and it was a burden she could not comprehend. She sat in her bed, grasping at the straw, grasping stitch straws that had come loose, straws that poisoned the water.
David, you're turning into a robot.
I can't help that.
Beep, boop.
Are you downloading porn again?
No, that's what happens to Dave when he gets too drunk.
Dave is actually a robot powered by alcohol.
Samus.
All right, you're better now.
Could not understand the failings that gripped her apart over the 3 weeks. Forces were turning her away.
Beep
but
boop cannot understand human feeling.
Beep what boop. Is love? Beep boop, baby, don't hurt me.
Beep boop.
But it was a force that could not be explained with the words. Grip was squeezing her like a lemon. The real kind. The lemony kind. It was like a stream. Only this time, it was for real. Fake reality.
I want to know why Grip is squeezing her. That seems kind of mean.
I'm going to squeeze you.
It sat acting like a chainsaw, and she could not go back to Ridley. Not now. Not like the past. She knew she still was loved. But there was something that was impossible to every go back. Temporary longevity. All of a sudden, Samus screamed. She was losing control over her conscious. And there was new force rising. It was like Samus, only it was Dark Samus instead. She could barely fight to take over her actions. And she was becoming weird. It was impossible to know what would happen next until it happened. This was her cholera, but soon she knew it could not contain. Confession, possession, obsession, kind of a climb.
So cholera is Phazon.
Yes. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 111.
It's like a cosmic rebirth! Like that ending for Akira!
111. I read every single one of those ones.
You counted them?
Yes, I counted them. Put a counter up in the corner. Bang. Ridley knew there was a crisis, and he was meeting big at his house. There was also Ted, Robbie, Tijuan, and Smiley the new kid.
What the fuck is Smiley?
Oh!
The people who reviewed the, with the whole self insert stuff.
Oh, detention was emergency, and it was about to implode.
They don't have enough beer for this.
What am I going to do?
Oh wow, the robot breakup's absolutely appropriate there.
Dude, calm down. It's all cool. Smiley conformed.
I'm not sure that's a great assuage.
Ted confusingly used rather that not everyone knew. Someone look up if you use that word right.
What?
Okay.
Assuage?
What?
Okay, it's not, not used right.
Okay,
of course
good.
It's not.
Okay, everyone, we need not to panic. And we need to think of a solution. A solution. Tio Huan dictated. Everyone was quiet and they all thought about the problem. It was quiet conundrum. And there was not a solution hat everyone can think of. Samus was not forgiving, and especially she was acting strange. She was becoming dark. Ridley did not think like Ridley did not like to think about this, and he didn't. Problem solved. The end. Little did he know that this was much more to think than he, though. If I was you, I'd apologize to the girl and say I'm sorry. Smiley permitted cool. People agreed with this, but Ridley was not so cleverly amused.
But when would I do?
Ridley contended. Tom Morrow. Everyone consensus said, and it was agreed. But little did the meeting know, there was a new darkness on the horizon. Nogginess!
Next up, I believe, is Temsu.
Once more under the breach.
Yes.
Ones. So many ones. It was a day at Metroid High School, and things were bright and sunny. It was like the day that Ridley asked out Samus, but it was not that day ago. Ridley was ready to apologize, but something was strange. There was a crowd, and Ridley wanted to see what the commotion was. It turned out there was a new kid, and he wore a black cloak with some chains, black eyeliner, black lipstick, white foundation, an MCR t-shirt,
and magic cheese.
You are having to drink for every word that you say that is not in this fic.
Freeze, Peter Pan,
all
magic
right, boys,
cheese.
It's party time.
Party time!
Disco, disco.
Party time!
All right, read.
And he had blue hair. That was natural.
And he didn't die.
Right there, boy. You got the
cholera? He's dying.
He's got the cholera.
Oh, no!
When he walked, he was hot angsty, and he had a bad
hot
ass.
Hot angsty?
When someone asked him what his name was, he said it was Cervantes.
Cervantes.
Ridley engraved in stone. It was a name he never knew, but he would never forget. You see, there was a problem that was right around the corner, and Ridley could not bargain for the future. Samus was on a chair, being angsty, and Cervantes thought she was her type. He sat down next to her and began to woo her with his color. Hello, Cervantes began. Hi, returned Samus. You look very beautiful, and you're angsty, Cervantes related. I'll see you around. Samus was amazed by this man. He thought he was beautiful, and they just met. But was angsty good? No. Yes, no, yes. No, yes. Samus was battling herself, and she almost missed the boat. She would think Abutu this later, but not later as she decided. Ones, ones, all the ones. Inside her head, there was another battle. Samus against Dark Samus. Cholera against Samus. It was a battle that could not be broken, and no Seregent could explain the situation. It was too late. Too late.
Too late.
All the ones, once more. After school, Samus was confronted by Ridley, who was anticipated. The day had been very long, and he was ready to make up for the poor blems he had created. But was Samus? I'm sorry. Ridley apologized to little effect. It's too late for love. Samus deflated his balloon. Ridley was out of his mind. But what are ye two talking about? He disillusioned. Ridley, I'm Cervantes' girlfriend now. Samus shocked the populace. Time stood still, but kept going for Ridley. This was impossible to comprehend. What the hell? But Samus, what about? But Ridley was cut off because Cervantes came out of the door and dared with debonair.
After that is Logan, and then it's David, or Wolfboy again.
Goodbye, Samus ultimated. And Ridley was left alone in the cold. Too old, too cold. 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 dropped the Dark Samus for control. She could not believe she dumped her boyfriend, but it was too late. Or not. Dark Samus, you suck. Badmouth Samus. Ha ha ha, little girl. The cholera will soon devour you, and it will control your body.
Is the author in middle school?
Dude, you don't know how... Dude, it's the cholera. Nobody lives through the cholera. Dark
Samus. Is the cholera in middle school?
Yeah. Samus snarled at her opponent and continued the battle that would determine. That's where that's
determine what?
Determine. Determine 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Cervantes and Samus went to many places that were cool. Like, Hot Topic. Other places that angsty people chill. Angsty cool people chill. They ate some things, but the date was over pretty quick when it had started. Samus remembered her first date with Ridley, but Dark Samus was in control, and there was no stopping the lust. Let's go to my house, Cervantes proposed. Samus was wary of this request, but she was overcome with passion and was battled by the cholera. Her good judgment. There was little to do. Just hope. At Ridley's house, Ridley was depressed. He had screwed up his relationship, and now he was listening to depressing music. He was afraid that he might become emo, and was likely. That's where that sentence ends. More likely than he could think. He was also thinking about darker things, but it wasn't true. No, it was. No, it wasn't. This was Ridley's battle, and he had things to overcome as well, if he could. Samus was naked and passionate, just like that long ago. But it was different, because it wasn't Ridley, it was Cervantes. She was exploding in lust, but she kept feeling that it was wrong, but Dark Samus was in control. There was little she could do. This day had been a mind blow, and it was only going to get worse from here, she knew. As Samus fell asleep in Cervantes, murky thoughts clouded her mind. Dark, light, Ridley, Cervantes, love, lust, redemption. This chapter was dark, but good. I have another on the way, so don't worry, and R&R, if you please, thanks to everyone whose name I use, and if you want your name used, just tell me. Hope you liked, lol. Chapter 6, Samus joins the football team, prequel 1.
Hello, everyone. A lot has happened since last time I wrote MHS. Thank you for everyone has reviewed. I love you all. This chapter is going to be different, and it is what happens before Samus meets Ridley, like a prequel. LOL. LOL. Whatever.
It's a prequel.
I don't know what a prequel is. Premature freckle? I don't know.
Ew, now I think about ejaculating redheads from their pores. That's gross as fuck, dude.
Wait. Some anime
what?
Starts that
Why
way.
Would
Wait,
you think of that?
What? I said premature freckle. I didn't
yeah,
say...
Yeah, well, you know what? My brain goes in some really weird fucking places, so please, don't tempt me and keep reading.
A little difficult with what we're reading. I was reading some high school fix, and I realized that not much has actually happened in high school. So I decided to have just that. I might have another chapter like this, but don't worry. You'll find out what happened with Samus and Ridley soon. Also...
Oh, boy.
David's excited. That means I must be excited.
Also, please sign up for help make Ridley Samus canon. They're going to make a canon for Ridley and Samus.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Don't be shy. Here at Dorkin Circus, for $2 only, you can see the Ridley Samus cannon, where we shoot a space hunter and a space pirate out of a cannon together over into a ravine filled with lactic acid.
I know people say cummies don't care about petitions, but what about women's rights? What does that have to do with anything? Go to sign up, please, like cheese, and make a difference. This chapter is dedicated to Game Dude, who inspired me to write more, and my boyfriend Cervantes, who am in love.
What?
Okay. Apparently her boyfriend is Cervantes.
No. I get it. Just a perpetual what? I'm just, again, voicing what we're all thinking.
Okay, no talk. Read. Richards. Chapter 6. Samus joins the football team. Prequel 1.
Fuck you, author.
Gring, ring, bing. What the shit?
Yeah, what we're all thinking.
And the story says what the shit too. Samus Aran. I've never actually knew how to pronounce her name, so I'm going to pronounce it however I pronounce it.
It's pronounced Basil. Keep reading.
Samus Basil woke up from slumber and realized the clock was broken. It was late for school. Thousand. I'm late for tests. Samus qualmed. Qualmed.
Yeah, that's spelled correctly okay. and used incorrectly.
How can they... Whatever. As she dressed from her clothes. Samus was not the kind of girl who obeses over clothes and popular music, so she did not worry about appearances, even though she was still pretty smoking hot. At least Ridley.
It's all in the eye of the beholder.
Late again, Issy. Snip-quipped Miss Chozo. Mrs. Chozo. Samus is adopted. Her parents were killed from unknown reason. Like... Uncone. I misspoke. Unconed reason, like in games. No time for talks, ma'am. Mom, I must catch the bell.
Yeah, it went over there.
Samus averaged teened and left. But, huh?
That is totally how the executives at Nickelodeon Studios talk. Average teened.
Samus average teened and left Mrs. Chozo and her dog Sparky in dust and even forgot her lunch.
What a bitch! Who just shows up with a bag of dust?
What are we going to do with you, sarcasm, the missus?
That's not a verb.
Have you noticed a trend?
I think I'm whiter.
My brain is trying to eat itself or something.
Oh, it's just the Metroid. Just let it happen.
It's just the cholera.
I want brain slugs.
It's just the cholera. Fuck the Metroid. All right, you know what? There, that's the episode title. It's just the cholera.
Second, she turned on midwife shows like Dr. Phil and Judge Alex.
Come on. You can do it.
Rhetorist. With Sudoku, not suicide, the game.
That's seppuku, you uncultured fuck!
I want to reach through the screen and just strangle the author. Journey songs.
Don't stop, the wheel in the sky keeps on till tomorrow.
Whole bunch of ones, not going to bother reading them all. Out of breath, Samus stealthed into homeroom. In time for her nun teacher, her nun teacher, Mother Brain, would not notice.
Oh my god! If it hasn't been drawn yet, somebody please draw a picture of nun Mother Brain.
I just tried to take a drink from one of the bottles of beer that's still sealed.
I will post that as official Friday Night Fanfiction art if you draw a picture of friggin' Mother Brain dressed like a friggin' nun.
Her nun teacher, Mother Brain, would not notice.
Yes, it's actually correct.
Spelled right. Yes. My eyes are spelled and succeeded, just like an Metroid fusion. She sat down next to her friend Amy, who was as pretty as Samus and had light red hair that sparkled.
Man, this is a hard bunch of consonants strung together right there.
Why? Sparkled. In sun.
Sparkled.
Amy was kind of obsessed with fantasy stuff and was obsessed with dragons and Harry Potter and Aragon and stuffs. They were just in time for announcements. And now the news casted Principal Gunpei Yokyo.
Yokoi and you, author, for including the name of a legendary man. A legendary developer.
Gunpei Yokai.
Legendary fucking developer.
The sad part is she spelled it right. She probably copy-pasted.
This has somehow tarnished his legacy even more.
I don't know that you could tarnish his legacy more than he did on his own.
I don't blame him for the Virtual Boy, but anyways, that's a longer conversation for another day.
And another show.
Overclocked after diabetes.
Today, there are football tryouts. Football trying outs for every sex, even girls.
David, what sex are you today?
Futanari.
Oh, great. Which one? The one with or without the balls?
I prefer without.
Well, too bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now I have balls.
Well, it is football.
I've turned into that Hercules tentacle penis thing. It's all right. It's just really hard to find pants in my size.
Classrooms giggled about the word he said, but Sam's was intrigued.
What, football?
Yeah. I think it was today. Football was a sport for boys, but what about girls?
After all, Amelia Armstrong made it clear that girls could do anything as boys. Do things as boys. Whatever.
Who the fuck is Amelia Armstrong?
So why not Samus, who was pretty damn good at the ball? Also, Kraid and gang, please no more of the hazing or suspension will ensue.
It's the laziest way to write a Spanish or Latin variant on an American term. Fuck you again.
Whoever stammered, Principal Yokoi, all is all.
All
is all. Amen.
Until
amen.
All and amen. Is all.
All right. Let's see if we can get this next 40 minutes rolling well. Or 26.
We still have 40 minutes?
Oh, 26 after editing.
Well, how many more pages do we got?
12. Oh, yeah. Believe me, we had a lot of hiccups today. So we're not finishing this. This is going to be a two-parter. Tune in next time for the fantastically exciting conclusion. Oh, who the fuck am I kidding?
Hey, this is exciting. Fuck you.
Really? How big is your boner right now?
My boner is inside me.
Oh.
My body.
Yes, Logan.
The only times I can get boners anymore is when I think about people having the cholera and Gunpei Yokai.
So, yeah, Gunpei Yokai having the cholera is like...
Isn't that what he died of?
No. He got hit by a car, you asshole!
Oh, is that what he died of?
Yes!
Died of getting hit by a car?
Was full of virtual boys, that's why they...
Here's what fucking happened. There was a breakdown on a fucking Tokyo highway, okay? And he was helping somebody, and another car came by and fucking smashed into him! He was helping somebody! Fuck you! Fuck you all! I'm going to read!
Then get reading!
My god, I think I just burst a vein in my neck.
You might want to get that checked out after you read.
All of Samus' girlfriends, not the love kind girls, can be friends, not gay!
Oh, damn, not gay.
We're talking about boys and hot and music.
Fuck.
What? Someone diagram that sentence, please.
Boys and hot in music, but Samus was phased because she was thinking about football. Earth to Samus, Mandy levied. Do you agree that Noxus is the hottest than ever? Even Zac Efron or Ted Manuel? Whatever. Samus coldly brushed and strode off for practice. What's her knit? I don't know, maybe 43 wide?
I would say that she's got at least a 250 max.
I think that she should crochet instead.
Samus has lice?
Was all girlfriends could wonder as Samus strolled down halls and signed for practice. When Smiles signs up for trying football, an unexpected harassment of Pierre Priester happens.
Samus is joining the football team!
What was that you just screeched out of your mouth?
Samus! Oh, somebody who's sitting on
Samus!
Composure. Samus is joining the football team! Rowdied Kraid with his crowny gang.
They all wear crowns.
It's crowny gang, eh?
They're all kings.
They all made fun of Samus for parts of girls that are not to be spoken. Well, yeah, if they're speaking, you're either hallucinating or you've got a lot of air in there.
you just have to pull it apart and push out air at the
press
right
on the
time,
stomach. You can
like
become extremely fluent in Queefanese.
Yeah, it's a rare form of ventriloquism.
No, it's not. It's not rare at all. I think 8 out of 10 girls does it.
Has speaking queefs? No, yeah. I don't think so.
Unexpectable. Scorned Mother Brain since she was a nun and was not tolerant about jokes such as that. But it was too late because everyone was laughing at Samus for being a girl for football. Even her girlfriend snicked a tad Snavely.
Wait, Snively's in this?
Snavely, not Snively.
Snively's in this.
Who was Robotnik's cousin?
No, 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 no. No.
Chapter 1.
No, 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 Sonic the Hedgehog. Nope.
Sonic the Hedgehog and Nils Tails Fox were running through a knothole village.
Samus was running away. I'm running away, too. But she heard a voice that sounded...
Harry Potter was really
sounded shady,
for a boy.
But well-meaning. You, yeah, you. I have a solution. Avouch the voice. Samus looked, and it was Trace, a kid that seems to have... He... I slipped into Queefanese. Shut the fuck up.
Steve-o, that sentence just collapsed.
Samus looked, and it was Trace, a kid that seemed that he was more into sketchy than into school. No, sketchy was an elective. If you want help, you'll need to talk to the game dude. Trace commanded. Take me! Submissed Samus, who was kind of worried that the situation might turn into peer pressure and even drugs, but it was Egger for help for football.
I hate peer pressure because it always bruises my pears.
See, but I like Eggers because they go really well with breakfast.
That's very true.
Shit ton of ones. The room she was taken to was secret, and not even a teacher could find it. There were computers and Monteors everywhere the eye could see with darkness and even some things that kids shouldn't sell or do in school.
Yes.
¿Por qué? In the middle was a figure in a swivel chair that was facing the other side.
Well, what do we have?
For dinner or what? Fuck this word! Fuck it! Fuck it so hard! Swiveled around the game dude. Noon was his newest. Fuck! God!
they broke Chivo.
I didn't mean for this to happen. Alright, I'm okay.
Quickest breakdown ever.
Noon knew his name, but he was sort of like the king or puppet master or mafia of the school. Whenever there was trouble, he was sure a safe bet. Trace Sly smiled. Our girl here has a bit of trouble fitting in on football and needs some help from underground. Trace blazoned. The game dude took a bit of description at Samus and nodded and swiveled away. Ah, Samud, he dictated. You've been quiet a help to me in the past, like when you beat up Kraid when he owed me money. I may be able to help you out. Samus was puxled. However can it work? She pondered aloud. The game dude amused. Disguise. David.
Is it my turn?
Unfortunately, yes.
That doesn't make me happy.
No, you know what? You can talk all about your feelings after we're done. This.
What page are we on?
You're on page 14.
Gunpei Yokoi?
No.
46 ones. There were many people who were trying out at football, and practice was about to begin. What about Samus? All of suddenly, a boy with a metal suit, even with a helmet, and arm cannon in special features came in. He had a director's commentary in his helmet. Everyone was surprised because they did not recognize the figure and they thought the suit was Dam. But then Coach Houston came in and started the practice. Shoot, that suit be Dam, Logs.
Shit!
Okay, everyone, looks like to begin. Since there are no girls, it looks like we can talk about sex and man stuff.
Coach Houston womanized. Since boys are pigs, especially teens. Fucking, who's teenager here in this call right now?
I mean, right?
Who is? Who?
Physically or mentally?
Both.
Well, Dave, yes. Mentally.
Oh, well, I'm a kid, dude. I'm a kid mentally. Get wrecked.
I don't know, man.
Look, my dad works at Nintendo, so I'm gonna get like three fucking Wii U's when I get home tonight.
But you told me that he worked for Team Sega.
Well, he did, but then Sega got bought by Nintendo after Sega decided that Sonic the Hedgehog was better at being in Mario games than being in his own games. Suck it. You can't come back from that. Fact check me, nerd. I'm ripped.
Okay, your dad lives in Tejas, so
he doesn't live in Tejas, Logs. He lives in Japan, where Nintendo lives.
That's a lie, you know it. You're a liar. Why are you such a liar?
I'm not a liar, Logs. Check it out. Look at. My dad works for Nintendo. He works right underneath Reggie Fils-Aimé.
What's his name? Yeah, oh, Reggie Fils-Aimé, the guy who works at Nintendo of America?
Yeah, that's still Nintendo. Yeah, but you see, he goes to Japan with Reggie, like, a lot.
Bodied!
Okay. Wait. Okay, we already read that. Everyone looked loud and made sounds except for Samus, who was trying to fit in and not seem uncomfortable. You! Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the man on suit. What are your name? And what the hell?
Houston profaned. Samus shuffled to her fet.
My name is Justin Bailey, and I have this suit. Because I'm allergic to pollutants like global warming, stuttered Samus.
Sap liberal, murmured Houston.
Okay, anyway, take positions and play the ball.
Everyone took positions. I think this guy doesn't know how football works, man. Everyone took positions. Samus decided to be a runbacker.
Runbacker?
That's a real position.
A runbacker as opposed to a running back.
That's right up there with how real my dad works at Nintendo.
Hard to drink beer and laugh at the same time. Fair warning.
No, it's not. You just get it everywhere.
Adam Malovich was a quarterback. Weevil, Spire, and Crade were linbacks. And Kai Hunter and Kandon were ride retriever. There were others, but unimportance.
They were really, really fat dogs.
The game went well, and Samus was a star! Even Adam, the quarterback, was impressed.
Hey, Justin, we should hang sometime. You seem cool.
Adam accepted her. He did not know Samus was a girl, but how would anyone?
Okay.
Samus said, gruff voice masked, and was excited that Adam thought she was cool. Wow.
Mr. Bailey, can you please come into my office?
Houston bumbled. Samus was still in power suit and went inside. There were fought balls. fought.
Okay.
I'm just going to go get the noose now.
No noose, no daggers, no swords, no cyanide, no explosives. Damn. No.
Just sweet imbibement.
Yes. Well, I guess it'll just have to be bridge jumping.
No, but you can play bridge, which I hear for seniors is a great way to pass the time until death.
Shit, Steve, don't say that shit while I'm trying to drink. Get it everywhere.
Oh, Dave, you play bridge? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just making him laugh.
I've actually played bridge. It's actually pretty difficult.
Yeah, just like most other games that require a couple of years to understand. Anyways, Dave, what about these fuzzballs?
Hold on, no, they're fought balls.
Fought balls.
Fotballs. There were fotball tropes and portrait of Gary Ford on the wall. Author's note.
My friend explained that Gary Ford was offered to be on the NFL, but decided to run for president instead. I don't know about history, but hey, not bad.
I think that's Gerald Ford, not Gary Ford.
No, it's Gary.
Okay.
His friends call him Gary.
Justin, you seem to be good at football, the coach complimented. Maybe you'll be the NFL or even a lawyer.
She'll be a whole league NFL. Or a lawyer. The next sentence doesn't make it any better.
Don't read ahead.
Yeah, I've got a doctorate, Samus White lied. She left the couch and ran to change out of power suit. That was sweaty.
There's actually a "the" there.
Oh, shit. That's a drink.
That's what? Number 167?
I lost count after three.
I got a doctorate, Samus White lied. She left the couch and ran to change out of the power suit that was sweaty. She took a shower and then went to sleep. 46 ones. The next day, there was a big game. The team was training, and Adam was taking time to know Samus or Justin. Which was it? So, Justin, you must be new to MHS. Fun fact that my first high school was MHS. Midway High School, man.
I thought you were going to say Michigan.
Why?
I thought he was going to say Malaria High School.
Also, are you done, David?
No.
Then finish.
Okay, give me a second fun.
Go back to high school.
Adam keenly observed. Samus was nervous, but nodded. That's cool.
you need any help, just call and I'll assist. Adam Covenanted.
If you know what I mean, makes the jerk off motion.
I see. Thanks, Samus. Time for the game.
It was at that moment Samus started questioning her life's stuff.
Next up is Temsu.
Oh. Harry, Harry, Harry. Time for the game.
It's time to play a game.
It's all about the game and how you play it. It's all about the game. You got to go make it.
And everything did good. Samus played as well as Patton Brady and was an accession to the team. They were losing only 23-22 at the last 30 seconds. The ball was thrown to Samus and she touched down. But only one problem. The helmet came off. The game was won, but everyone was shocking.
Wait, does that mean they were performing the shocker?
Crooned, Crayed, and Gang, and Samus was embarrassed. Houston was freaking out because of the girl on team, but Adam stood in shock.
Justin, you're Samus?
Adam was shocked into submission. Samus was embarrassed.
You're fired, Houston trumped.
What is Adam fucking in. Vince McMahon?
No, it's it's Donald Trump, stupid.
Whatever.
If she's fired, M fired, Adam intervened. What did a flustered.
What?
300 combo.
But he had to give in because of civil rights amendments and the law. But there was still a problem left. But Samus, there is only one room for shower, and...
Took a shower there the other day. It was fine.
Samus was shocked for 10 seconds and was almost embarrassing. But then she decided that, hey, girls can do everything as boys, even showering. Everyone clapped for the first girl ever to play football in Metroid High School. And she was awarded by Principal Yokoi for her attendance. Who knows? Maybe a championship. And as for Adam, well... It might be love. Conceivably. LOL, funny twist. Okay, thanks for reading, and remember to review and sign the petitions. Also, please read my internet boyfriend's stuff, especially the Warhammer thing, and his favorite, Pirates of the Caribbean, Freight Tran Confessions. As always, please tell me if you want to be in the story, and you will. More soon, RR. Asterisk. Chapter 7. Asterisk. Election. Insurrection. Hello! Okay, I'm so sorry that I took so long to write again. Thanks for everyone staying the course and remembering the story. That's so cool. 52 reviews. Even bads are good. Okay, lots of things happened since last time, and I'm sorry it's been a time. Cervantes and I aren't internet dating, only friends now, but we're still happy, and it's pretty cool. He still wants people to read things, and he's going to have new stuff soon, so check it or out. Also, I've taken new classes like special English to learn new words, and even make some up.
Oh boy.
Troll. My friends made a new law that we can't use said anymore in stories, so there's more spice and less crap if you catch the drift.
I don't.
Also, I'm not so good at catching drift. I was never, certified for Jaegers.
Yeah, me neither. Although I do have a keen interest in it, they just never gave me the cancer Tic Tacs.
I could drift pretty good in Mario 64, but I could never do it in the one on GameCube.
Double dash.
Yeah. Also,
flow.
I've learned more politics and understandings from Cervantes, so there'll be referencing to today's issues if you notice, because they're hidden. This chapter's dedicated to Sir Sarcasm. Because even though you're not being real and mean, the joke's on you because you wrote a nice review, even though you're mean. So, ha!
Is that it?
Chapter 7.
Oh,
election.
No.
Insurrection.
Why?
Samus Aran, what the hell?
Mrs. Chozo freaked out at the team.
Mrs. Chozo.
Mrs.
What the hell are you doing, you motherfuckers?
I had a haddock.
Samus had powers, but not mind control, so she couldn't figure the deal. Unfortunately, the deal was clear because Samus had a D in his store. Oh.
Is that some sort of, like, frozen yogurt that's made out of shredded history books?
His toy row, yes. Yeah. And Chozo was a major. And that's horrifying. It.
Yeah, Logan.
Samus, this is unacceptable under this house. You must succeed or there will be capital punishment.
Whoa, the death penalty? Really?
Samus, de facto mom. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
the sad part is they almost spelled de facto right and used it correctly.
Yeah. Vengended. Get. Vengenged. Samus wanted to be a teen and a descent and roll eye roll, but she was afraid of her legal guardian and didn't want to make moves that would make things mad. Or she
moves like Jagga.
Year number four opened.
I got the moves like Chozo.
Got the moves like Chozo. I got the moves like Chozo.
She wouldn't be able to go to the mall with Helen and Mandy anymore. And
not
what about
the ball.
Boys? Okay, I'll think of something, Samus. As she ran off to classes, leaving Chozo mom in a dust bowl. Minorities. Mrs. Chozo backslashed. Backslash!
Backslashed?
Woof, woof, this fanfic is terrible. I'm leaving Earth forever.
I have to go now.
In school, school hadn't begun, but Samus was taking time to convey the messages to her friends, and it was almost an apocalypse. My history D is going to destroy my life, Samus exclaimed to everyone in the entire city who heard. Even construction workers dropped. Oh my god. Samus is a murderer. She just murdered all the construction workers.
I love that mental image.
Okay, dude, it's not the end of the world yet. There still could be time.
Wait a minute, is she still pregnant?
No, that ended.
I don't remember.
No.
Stimulation. Controlled Amy tried her best from turning it into a disaster, but everyone knew a problem. It was only 2 weeks until grades were in, and what was there to do? Questions were stopped because... But there's a period there.
Because why?
Because paragraph end. That's why. Hello.
I'm highlighting over it because I want to see if something's written there in invisible fucking ink. It's not one of those.
Why?
Hello and slip dipping. Cop flopping, clipping, slip ditch.
Jesus notes. Fucking Christ!
What the fuck?
Fizzo Sliz.
Wait. Hello and slip dipping, cop flop, clipping, slip ditch, Fizzo Sliz.
Principal Yokai embarrassed. Yes, he did.
And all the construction workers are dead.
Yeah. Ooh. He tried to be teen, but everyone only groaned and laughed at his lack of legit. And he was embarrassed.
His lack of legit?
He ain't got no legit.
You gotta be legit.
None.
He wasn't legit, so he had
to have the legit. Today, the majority legislator decided that if anyone in the state becomes a class president, they'll have an automated A in history from experience in leadership.
How? That is a loose... Loose and fast rule.
Oddly specific. Plot device.
Dave, I think you need to hear this next line.
Oh, please, lay it on me, Logs.
The principal announced to the populace.
To populists.
To populists.
Oh my god.
Not everyone cared about politicrap.
You know what? There's something very, very unique about a story this fucking terrible. It's like one of those rare delicacies that you get in a foreign country that nobody in that country ever eats because it's fucking horrible, but they serve it to foreigners because they don't know shit. I would not be surprised if in some sort of back-ass European country, this is considered
the spoke Zarathustra, or the Iliad, or Paula Deen's latest fucking cookbook.
Steve, don't you talk bad about Estonia.
I wish I could say that my beard was any less than 90% froth mouth right now, but I just can't.
There's not enough alcohol in the world for this story.
Note. Clauses are in a constitution or law of something, and it says that things happen like freedom or A's and things. And
sure, freedom just fucking happens.
Or A's and things. In other news, class president Candon was impeached yesterday because of stealing school money and using it to fund hedges in the parking lot and buy barrels for the hockey team. So there's going to be
what illegal things were he engaged in?
Tuesday.
What was he engaged in?
funding hedges.
Funds to make hedges in the parking lot.
Not hedge funds.
Damn class president Candon for putting that shrub in my parking spot.
The class knew that Candon was hungry for power and food, but would have guessed his Nixonics?
Okay, I'm gonna go to the kitchen. I'm gonna go get my cast iron skill and beat myself in the head till this damn story makes sense.
I don't think it's gonna work, buddy. Samus was on her way out of the school from another day of MHS when she heard a sketch voice announce down. Sketch voice echo down the radio. PSTTS.
Post Samus tension Texas syndrome.
Hello, like Samus warded off spirits, but it wasn't a spirit, it was only Trace. Samus, the game dude, was black hacking into power school.
He was what?
He was black hacking into power school, and he noticed the problem with your history and the D. Trace
intonated.
Question.
No.
Did I watch Hackers previously to write this chapter?
What, Angelina Jolie's boobies?
Dude, let's talk about those on an episode someday.
Normally, Samus would have frecked out from the breach of Second Amendment.
I don't think that's what that is. That's the right to bear arms.
Maybe not that amendment.
Samus Aran, Trace attorney.
But she knew that Trace was a man of fine points. What are you getting to? Samus cut the chase.
I think we're actually going to end it there tonight.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Good time to end.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about Angelina Jolie's boobs?
No.
No, that would bring enjoyment.
That would bring enjoyment. I would like to thank our readers tonight. Myself, David, Logan, freaking Temsu, and Wolf.
Yep, yep.
And everybody in the chat, Be Straighter, DG20016, Dude Bro, Epidel, GBC23, Sean, Sir Splee, Wolf Boy, Fizz, Boobs.
We haven't seen that was boobs like
the
in here.
That was the world's slowest scatting.
Beep ba dee boop bop boop.
No, dat ba dee
ba ba ree ba boop ba pie.
Go.
Papa deep boop badoop boop.
Go fought balls.
Beep boop badoop.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.